you know, chemistry-wise, that you're trying to develop with these guys?
You know, it's a little something different. I think it's the best thing to do. You know, we go with each one of them to see who that guy will be. You know, it's a little more excited because, you know, all of them can make every throw. It's just a little different, you know, just going with somebody new. You know, I've been with Peyton for the last 4 years. Of course, I had Brock as well, and it's like my first time throwing any of them.
So, yeah, this is about your third era, per se, with quarterbacks. Is there anything that you've learned to speed up that process to get that chemistry going?
I think it's more repetition. It's going to be hard to get, you know, to who I say I go with because we don't know who the guy is right now. You know, I did something with, you know, Mark Sanchez in Orange County. You know, that kind of helped as well. But Trevor was there as well. So it's kind of tough right now to just, you know, go out and see who I'll, you know, have more reps with. It's easily you can go out every day, different day and say you want to throw 10 balls here. But it's different when you got somebody in front of you.
How many passes do you think you caught from Trevor last year?
Last year?
Last year.
Maybe 2, 3, yeah. Maybe. I have no idea. Yeah.
With that said, how's he looking out there? It seems to be
looking good. You know, I watched him last year when he came in. He always had a great ball, and he's poised, made good decisions. You know, he tried not to turn the ball over, and that's what offense wanted. That's what a head coach wanted.
Where are you at? You know, physically, mentally, just coming in after the off season here.
It was quick, but, you know, I'm good, back in shape. You know, they got some more stuff they're throwing at us, so it's been good.
I see you a couple times out there, you're a little bit more relaxed. You know, it looks like you're having a little bit more fun this offseason. Is that?
Yeah, I wasn't here this past offseason. I forgot how OTAs was, but, you know, it's fun to be around your teammates and, you know, get back to work.
You talked to Manuel, as this offense looks for a leader, you're the most experienced guy. And do you see yourself taking on a little more of that role now with Peyton gone in his absence, given your experience?
You know, I do what I have to do. You know, I'm not one of those guys that's going to, you know, be so loud about it. You know, I tell the guys you follow and, you know, pay attention. But I do got to step up and be one of those guys on this offense and this team.
What do you see from your wide receiver group? I mean, Fanny has played a little bit. Cody's played a little bit. Norwood. And then you got all these young guys coming right behind them. What do you see from that group?
You know, I see so far, I done saw a big step from, you know, a lot of guys. You know, everybody's coming in. You can see that they've been working something a little different from Benny to Cody, even Jordan Taylor. Everybody is, you know, picked it up a step from what, you know, we saw last year.
And you and Emmanuel are obviously big-time targets for this team. How nice would it be to have a consistent third wide receiver that kind of takes the load off of you two?
Man, it would be good to have a third, fourth. It's always good to have somebody to go out and make plays, you know, from, you know, running back position, tight ends, and also receiver.
DT, you excited for the White House trip on Monday?
Yeah, I am. It'll be my first time.
You're gonna say something to Obama for the pardon?
I don't know if I'm gonna say something to him. I might give him a letter or something. You know, I might sneak it in there, but it's, you know, it's gonna be a lot of people there, so I can't you know, waste the time.
Is it more meaningful because of that, though?
It is. Yeah.
No,
it won't. Probably should be something about my mom and my granny.
What motivates you at this point? You've had big statistical years. You won a ring. I mean, when you look out there, what is out there for you that's kind of pushes you?
Well, coming off of last year, of course, you know, I got to do better with the drops. You know, people say it was one of my down seasons. Of course, doing better with the drops. Don't take no plays off when it's, you know, run on the backside and okay. Running backs cut back and, you know, my guy make the tackle. So it's some of those small things.
What do you do to improve something like that, just the drops?
Just catch a lot of more balls. Different angles, you know, people around you, distraction drills. It's just catch 100, 200 balls a day.
Everyone outside of here is starting to kind of worry about the quarterback situation. What is it like with you guys? And did last year help because of what went on with Peyton and Brock?
Oh, we're not worried. You know, we still got time. You know, these guys going to be fine. You know, Sanchez and them won playoff games. And, you know, I can't say much about Patson and Trevor, but they've been great so far. So we'll be fine. You know, we got playmakers around, and coaches will put them in the right situation. And you know, of course we still got our great D, so it won't be too bad.
Is your input ever asked by the coaches about the quarterbacks catching balls? Or
not yet.
Do you guys think? You think you will?
I have no idea. Maybe, maybe not. It really don't matter. You know, we're just going to go with whoever they choose and go from there.